Welcome to Aviation Intelligence Weekly with Sarah and Mike, your guide to the aviation industry. Welcome to Aviation Intelligence Weekly. I'm Sarah, and this is our earnings analysis episode for Joby Aviation's Q1 2026 10Q filing, released May 6th. With me is Mike, our industry analyst. Mike, we're looking at a company that's still pre-revenue in the traditional sense, but just posted $24.2 million in quarterly revenue. What's your core thesis here?
If we reduce this filing to one sentence, it's this. Joby is burning through a massive cash pile to hit a 2026 passenger service deadline that will either validate a decade of development or expose the eVTOL market as premature. Based on this filing, Joby Aviation is operating in early recovery. They've moved from pure R&D into hybrid revenue generation through the Blade acquisition, but they're still 18 months away from their core business model proving viable.
That's a high-stakes timeline. Let's dig into the material changes versus their last filing.
The most dramatic shift is revenue jumping from zero to $24.2 million, but this isn't from their core eVTOL operations. According to the MD&A, this came from Blade's passenger services, engineering services, and rental income. The Blade acquisition in August 2025 for $92.4 million essentially bought them immediate market access while they finished certification.
What about the cost structure changes?
This is where the burn rate reality hits. R&D expenses exploded to $177.5 million, up 32% or $43.2 million quarter over quarter. Management explicitly states this was driven by increased personnel for aircraft engineering, software development, and certification. SG&A jumped even more dramatically, $61.6 million, up 112% or $32.6 million. The causality chain here is clear. If this R&D burn rate persists without hitting certification milestones, their 2026 timeline breaks, and the entire investment thesis shifts from first to market to cash-constrained follower.
So they're essentially running two businesses now. The legacy Blade charter service and the eVTOL development program?
Exactly. And that creates an interesting dynamic. The Blade revenue provides some operational cover and market intelligence, but the real story is still the $233.6 million operating loss. For context, that's a quarterly burn rate that would exhaust most aviation startups. But Joby has built a substantial war chest.
Let's examine management's commentary signals. What tone are you picking up from the MD&A?
Management strikes a confident but realistic tone. They explicitly state, "We believe we are well positioned to be the first eVTOL manufacturer to earn standard airworthiness certification from the Federal Aviation Administration." That's assertive language. But they immediately hedge with, "While we believe the global market for UAM will be large, it remains undeveloped, and there is no guarantee of future demand."
That's quite a contrast.
It reflects the fundamental tension in this business model. On certification progress, they're specific. "We have completed or substantially completed three of these five stages and are more than halfway through the fourth stage." That's concrete milestone language. But on market demand, they acknowledge uncertainty. Management also emphasizes their vertically integrated approach, stating it will ultimately result in a more performant aircraft and better operating economics, while admitting the increased time and effort required to develop and certify these components may result in delays.
Are there any financial red flags we should highlight?
The primary red flag is the cash burn trajectory, but it's mitigated by their liquidity position. They're burning roughly $233.6 million per quarter operationally, but they're sitting on $874.5 million in cash and equivalents. However, the filing mentions an additional $1.6 billion in marketable securities, giving them substantial runway.
What about their debt structure?
They're carrying $701.1 million in long-term debt, which for a pre-revenue company is significant. But the filing indicates this includes convertible notes, which provides some flexibility. The causality chain concern is, if certification delays push beyond 2027, they'll need additional capital raises, and each subsequent raise becomes more dilutive if they haven't proven the business model.
Let's talk about their risk disclosures. Any new concerns?
The filing states, no new or significantly escalated risk factors identified versus prior filing, which is actually notable. At this stage of development, you'd expect evolving risk profiles. The fact that they're not adding new risks suggests management believes they're executing to plan. The core risks remain certification timing, market development, and competition.
What about competitive positioning?
Management acknowledges, while we expect to be first to market with an eVTOL facilitated aerial ride-sharing service, we expect this industry to be dynamic and increasingly competitive. They're concerned about competitors potentially reaching market first, stating, our competitors could get to market before us, either generally or in specific markets. This is honest but concerning language for a company that's raised over $3 billion on a first-mover advantage thesis.
Now, let's examine their liquidity and balance sheet position more closely.
This is actually Joby's strongest position. The filing shows they raised $576.3 million in equity and $669.8 million in convertible notes in February 2026 alone. Combined with their existing cash position, management states they have liquidity to support operations beyond initial commercial launch. For context, most eVTOL competitors are operating with far less runway.
How does that runway translate to operational timeline?
At their current quarterly burn rate of roughly $234 million, their cash position gives them approximately 3.7 quarters of runway from cash alone. But adding the marketable securities extends this significantly. Management expects additional proceeds from Toyota Investments, suggesting they have committed capital beyond what's currently on the balance sheet.
Let's break down their segment performance, particularly the Blade integration.
The Blade acquisition is performing as expected, generating the bulk of that $24.2 million in revenue. Management describes this as providing immediate market access, including an established customer base, operational expertise, airport relationships, and infrastructure across key urban corridors in New York City and Southern Europe. This isn't just revenue, it's operational intelligence for their future eVTOL service.
What about their government contracts segment?
The defense side is developing nicely. They participated in the USAF's Re-4PAC exercise, demonstrating autonomous flight technology. Management notes they're working with L3Harris on leveraging our platform to address opportunities to sell aircraft for defense applications. This provides a potential alternative revenue stream if the commercial air taxi market develops slower than expected.
Finally, what should traders and investors monitor going forward? And what's your counter thesis?
The key monitoring points are FAA certification milestones, specifically progression through stages 4 and 5 of their type certification process. Management targets carrying our first passengers in 2026, so any slippage in certification timeline is critical. Also, watch their quarterly burn rate. If R&D expenses continue escalating beyond $180 million per quarter, the runway calculation changes.
And your counter thesis?
If we're wrong about this being a high-wire execution scenario, here's what would prove us wrong. First, if they achieve FAA-type certification by Q3 2026 and begin passenger operations by Q4 2026 as planned. Second, if the Blade integration demonstrates sustainable unit economics that can translate to eVTOL operations, specifically, if they can show customer willingness to pay premium pricing for time savings. Those two data points would shift this from a development story to a scaling story.
Does the evidence from this filing confirm your early recovery thesis?
Yes, but with important nuances. They've successfully transitioned from pure cash burn to hybrid operations through Blade, which validates the early recovery positioning. However, the real test comes in the next 18 months. At current margins, or rather current losses, this equity trades like a binary bet on certification and market acceptance, not like a traditional aviation operator. The $3 billion in cumulative funding reflects investor belief in the outcome, but execution risk remains extreme.
Any final thoughts on valuation framing?
At this burn rate and timeline, Joby is essentially a call option on the EVTOL market with an expiration date in late 2026. The premium investors are paying reflects both the massive market opportunity and the winner-take-all dynamics if they execute successfully. But unlike traditional aviation investments, where you can model cash flows, this is pure execution risk until they prove passenger demand at profitable pricing.
That wraps our analysis of Joby Aviation's Q1 2026 filing. Remember, this analysis is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. Always consult with qualified financial professionals before making investment decisions. Thanks for listening to Aviation Intelligence Weekly, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Sarah. Until next time, keep watching those certification milestones.